Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2873, Stop the House Shaming People, by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back. This is the Sunday bonus episode where I share an extra episode from the Optimal Living Daily Network. Today's coming from Optimal Finance Daily. Please do subscribe to or follow Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're listening to this to keep all of this going. It really helps a lot. But for now, let's get right to the bonus episode and Diana's commentary as we optimize your life.
Stop the House Shaming People, by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. Last week, 3 different people emailed me asking for advice because they keep getting pressured by friends and family, especially family, to buy a home when neither one of them wants to. I got so riled up after the last message that I shot the following tweet out, which caused quite the hubbub for a hot minute or so. Quote, third note I've received on people feeling pressured to buy a house when they don't want to. Stop the house shaming, people. It's perfectly fine to rent. And yes, hashtag house shaming is now a thing, end quote. As it turns out, I wasn't alone in this thinking. Here are some of the messages and stories I got throughout the day. Quote, being already buried in a ton of debt didn't even shield me from the house shaming. It doesn't stop. The stress of getting out of my existing debt has soured me on taking out a mortgage, so I've developed Teflon skin about it now. From Double Debt Woman. Quote, this is so true. Everyone wants you to buy a house, but guess what? Only you are paying for it. Your rent is the most you'll pay per month for shelter, while your mortgage payment is the least. Taxes, renovations, repairs, taxes. Homeowners have costs beyond a simple rent payment. And that was from Squat Fox. Quote, keep preaching this message. A house does not make you wealthy. Wealth and net worth makes you wealthy. Can a house purchase be a good part of a financial plan? Yes. Is it essential? No. You need a roof over your head. I know lots of winners who rent. Lifestyle choice. That was from Build F Muscle. Quote, we get so much about this from family, and we own a large 2-bedroom condo in an expensive city. It's not just rent shaming, it's non-house shaming too. That was from Lee Perfin. Quote, we pay a ton for a furnished rental and we're happy as larks. Amazing neighborhood, awesome landlord, amenities we'd never pay on our own, like a saltwater pool, hot tub, professional home gym, chickens, and zero responsibility. Freedom. That was from Hardly Warkins. Quote, I was totally hashtag house shamed into buying my house way back when. Now we live in an Airstream. Apparently we have thicker skin now. And that's from A Stream in Life. I get people wanting to help those they love, but after the first or second mention, it's time to back off and let them live their own lives, unless specifically asked. We all know what you would do in our shoes, but you're not in our shoes, and you don't fully know our situation or dreams or desires either. You see a sliver of it, but fortunately, there are many different routes to happiness. And for what it's worth, I'm not even against home ownership at all. I actually think it's an enormous benefit to people, and I give everyone mad respect for going after it if that's what they truly want in their lives, and even more so for paying it off early. The takeaway there, though, is what you truly want in your life. And spoiler alert, not everyone wants to own a house or have a car, bicycle, iPhone, video game, kids, wife, dog, or TV. There's plenty of stuff to occupy and improve our lives. And thank God we live in a country that affords us such freedoms without fear or worry of incarceration. We should be so lucky. So please, for the love of all things holy, stop the shaming. Stop shaming people into buying homes when they're not ready. Stop shaming people into buying new cars if they don't want them. Stop shaming people into going to college or not going to college. Stop shaming people into saving instead of going out partying or traveling with you. Stop shaming people into not retiring early if they've been smart enough to figure out how. And just overall, stop shaming people into anything else they've consciously chosen to do in their lives, regardless of whether you approve of it or not. If you see someone making a mistake, say your piece and then let your loved ones figure it out on their own. If they choose wrong, you'll be there for them when they come back asking for help. And if they choose right, then maybe consider reassessing your own views and see it as an opportunity to grow yourself. We're not always as smart as we like to think we are. The fourth message came in as I sat down to finish this post, and the last few lines of it just filled me with so much pride and lightened up my entire day. Quote, "At Easter, my boyfriend's aunt was asking me why we hadn't yet moved in together. To which I responded, I want to pay off my loans first. To my surprise, I found myself defending my decision to a table of 50-plus-year-olds about the possibility of financial independence. They responded with things like, there will always be something that comes up, or you'll always be paying off something. To which I confidently said, but why should that be the norm? That made me feel so strong. It made me feel confident, like I had all the answers, which for once I'm okay accepting that stereotype of millennials. Because in this instance, I think it was warranted." End quote. She went on to say that she's never been so happy and confident with her decisions and conversations around money since Finding Money blogs. She's finally able to really understand the meaning of financial stability and the role it plays in both her life and relationships. And she's certainly walking the talk too, just about killing $60,000 of student loans, which will be cleared away completely next month, exactly 3 years after her graduation. You do your thing, girl. Own that life of yours. And I hope all you hearing this will also embrace your beliefs and strive for everything you want deep down inside. Only you know what you want most out of life. Sorry, moms. So stick with your heart, do your best, and then brush those shoulders off whenever you fall, which you will. But better to fail doing something you want versus failing doing something others want. This is your life. Stay true to yourselves. You just listened to the post titled, Stop the House Shaming, People, by J Money of budgetsaresexy.com. I kind of wish J Money ended this rant with one of my favorite sayings. You do you, boo-boo. As challenging as it is, I think it's important to remember that other people's opinions of us are simply none of our business, just like our money decisions are none of their business. This post reminded me of an email exchange that I had with a listener the other day. She was struggling with her mother's disapproving of her plans to retire early. Her mom felt that she was in her prime working years and even threatened to remove her from the will because she associated retiring early as having a weak work ethic. While this seems a bit extreme, I think it demonstrates how hard it can be to choose an unconventional path and potentially disappoint the people we love. But here's the thing, as tough as it might be to disappoint other people, the only thing worse than that is disappointing yourself. It's your life, and ultimately, you call the shots. I think it's really hard to navigate other people's opinions when you decide to take an unconventional route, but it might help to remember that their disapproval says so much more about them than it does about you. This can be particularly tough when it comes to the opinions of our parents. Our parents are the first people we ever seek approval from when we're kids, so it's pretty much ingrained in us to want their support. Their concern may be rooted in worry for us, even if their opinions are rooted in misguided assumptions. When you don't understand the math behind early retirement and how it's even possible, it's very easy to dismiss it. Many people also think if you're not working in the traditional sense for an employer, you may end up aimless and unhappy. I suggested this listener explain to her mom that she's been diligent about the numbers, and so there's no financial reason she needs traditional employment. And by not working, she's able to invest her other two most valuable resources, her time and energy, into the things she truly values. Early retirement is a huge accomplishment, so it's possible that if her mom understood it better, she'd actually be proud of her daughter's impressive work ethic. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.